Good morning, a warm welcome to everyone joining us today for our worship here in St John's. If you're here for the first time since lockdown or visiting us, I hope you will enjoy our time of sharing and worshipping our Lord. To those listening on the web or CD, may I also welcome you to sharing in our worship. We have made great strides in operating various systems within the church to ensure we can reach as many of our congregation as possible, ensuring our services are as safe as humanly possible. It is different from what we were used to, but as time goes on, I do feel it will become the new normal. Our intimations. Our Bible study continues on a Thursday evening at 7 p.m. on the Zoom platform. If you would like to join us, please get in touch with me or Elijah and we can send you the electronic link. At this time, the new national COVID-19 restrictions do not relate to places of worship and we intend to proceed with our services as planned. As always, this is constantly reviewed. Our next praise gathering will be held tonight at 7 p.m. on Zoom. All are welcome. May you keep safe and enjoy our worship today.
Welcome everyone. Whether you're a regular listener to our online services or this is your first time, I would like to make sure you know how much we appreciate you joining us for worship today. Before we begin our worship, let us reflect together on Psalm number 98, reading from verses 1 to 3. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Amen. Let us join together to sing our first hymn of praise, hymn number 519, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, hymn number 519.
Thank you.
Let us bow our heads together in prayers. Our prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Loving and almighty God, we come before you with thanksgiving for the marvelous things you have done in our lives. Sometimes our voices are loud and confident. Sometimes our voices are weak. Sometimes our voices echo our joy. Sometimes our voices cry out with pain. God, we come to praise you for your faithfulness and your all-excelling love, made known in your Son Jesus Christ, who paid the ultimate price for our salvation. Gracious God, we come before you in need of healing, the healing of our bodies and souls, the healing of our relationships, the healing of our pride, fear, and apathy. We know that with you nothing is impossible, not even our healing. We pray, O God, that you forgive, heal, and free us to serve and love as Christ calls us. God of inclusive love, you know each and every one of us by name. You know the weight of the moment and how much we are in need of your grace and peace. Inspire us in our time of worship and help us to know that you are with us in the midst of our circumstances. Help us to know that you never leave us nor forsake us. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our first Bible reading is written in the book of Psalm, number 119, reading from verses 81 to 88. Hear the word of the Lord. My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I am like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish my persecutors? The arrogant dig pits to trap me, contrary to your law. All your commands are trustworthy. Help me, for I am being persecuted without cause. They almost wiped me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your unfailing love, preserve my life, that I may obey the statutes of your mouth. Our second Bible reading is written in the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, reading from verses 10 to 12. Hear the word of the Lord. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. The Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory, now and for evermore. Amen.
Thank you, Jan, for taking our reading. Let us pray. Living God, help us to hear, understand, and believe your word, and may your Holy Spirit fill our hearts afresh with your joy and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We are continuing our sermon series through Peter's first letter. The believers to whom Peter wrote this letter were struggling under various trials and sufferings. Peter wrote to encourage them to see the blessed hope of Jesus Christ in their struggles. Today in 1 Peter chapter 1, reading from verses 10 to 12, Peter reminds his audience that they are a privileged generation to know the Christ. Likewise, we are privileged because through the gospel we know Christ. But before we get into the text, let me share with you a wee story from my high school days. During those days, I lived in the dormitory, and we were centrally fed at the school's refectory. Most, if not all, the students at different times expressed their dissatisfaction with the quantity and quality of the meals that were served. But our boarding master will always say, "What do you expect for a 20 pounds meal per term? Elephants? If your parents pay 20 pounds per term, we will give you 20 pounds meal." I guess we all believe that we should get what we actually deserve at all times. But when it comes to God, God knows how to give, and God gives a lot more than we deserve. In our reading today from the first letter of Peter, we are reminded that we are the receivers of a gospel that was prophesied centuries ago, and this gospel has come to us through the efforts of a company of individuals. Perhaps we need to take a minute to think about and give thanks for those who have and are still accompanying us in our journeys of faith. As read, Apostle Peter is telling us that the salvation we have in Jesus is something so wonderful and great, and that we should appreciate it so much so that it should have a tremendous effect upon our lives. What we have in Christ is so wonderful. Friends, it is so glorious, so magnificent, that the thought of it ought to help us overcome all griefs, trials, and obstacles. In Psalm number 119, verses 81 to 88, the psalmist is lamenting, "How long will God wait to vindicate his servant?" Have you experienced a time in your life when you've had to wait on God longer than you wanted to? I'm sure many of us can relate to longing for deliverance from many personal problems and wondering how long we have to endure. Many of us, I suppose, will relate to the psalmist's need and prayer for new vitality in his spirit. I'm sure many of us need it even now. We can also relate very much to what kept the psalmist going, hoping in God's word, longing for a comforting promise, not completely forgetting God's words or forsaking his precepts. Like the psalmist, Peter's readers were enduring affliction. Some may have even been facing martyrdom for their faith. Some were under pressure in their homes, in their jobs, from their employers, and in their communities. Some were probably wondering, "Why suffer for our faith? Is it worth all the pain?" Peter's answer is to get them to look up from their sufferings to their salvation and see it is more than worth it, because our salvation is so great. The salvation we enjoy today is that which the prophets struggle to understand and into which the angels long to look. As Jesus said to his disciples in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, verse 16, "Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." We may be poor, and we may be suffering or experiencing life challenges, especially as it has been the case globally these past months. But we know, and we should always remember, that we are privileged to experience such unspeakable salvation. Just as Christ first suffered and then was glorified, so we may suffer, but there's glory ahead. The sufferings of Christ refer to his death that satisfied the justice of God as payment for our sins. The glories of Christ refer to his resurrection, his ascension, his present exalted place at the right hand of the Father, his bodily return, and his future reign in power and glory. Our salvation is great because it is centered on this, the most crucial truth in history. If we focus on the incomprehensible greatness of our God-given salvation, we can joyfully endure present trials. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. The piece that I would like to share with you today is one that you will instantly recognize as the song My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music. But as the music unfolds, you will notice that it deviates from the original. Indeed, an entirely new melody is introduced. And that is because, in more recent times, this song was reworked by the singer Ariana Grande and released as a pop song under the title Seven Rings, where she sings rather cynically of the favourite things and values of modern day youth, the seven rings being expensive diamond rings that she buys for herself and her circle of friends. The way I play it today is a further reworking of the song, as I bring my lifetime skill as a classical pianist to turn it into a piece of piano music, which I hope you will find beautiful, unique, and powerful. As you listen, consider this. What were your favourite things, your values, when you started your song with God? How have they changed over the years to what they are now? And in this year of 2020, which is so very different, what life skills can you share with us to rework your song with God and make it even more beautiful, unique, and powerful? Thank you.
Let us dedicate the offering. All that we have comes from you, dear Father. Our money, our health, our homes, our families, and we cannot thank you enough for all our blessings. We bring you these gifts of money that we have received from your great bounty. Bless them, Lord, so that they may be used in your work and to your glory here in Carluk and further afield. In Jesus' name, Amen. And now our prayers of intercession. The psalmist says, Thy word forever is, O Lord, in heaven settled fast, and to all generations thy faithfulness doth last. Dear Father God, in the present times when everything feels so uncertain, how wonderful it is to know that we can rely on your word, Lord, and on your faithfulness. You loved us so much that you sent your dear Son, who died for our sins, not just those of his earthly contemporaries who walked with him 2,000 years ago, but for us in 2020 and through all the generations. As we move into this next stage of this pandemic and the reimposition of restrictions, help us to be safe and patient, Lord. Help us to be good neighbours, not by popping in for a cuppa with the inherent dangers of carrying infection, but while keeping a physical distance, still finding ways to show that we care for each other. We pray for our families wherever they are. Keep them safe, Lord, and keep them close to you. We pray for those who live alone, for whom these restrictions are particularly tiresome. Lord, be their companion and closest friend. We pray for those who are unwell, whatever the diagnosis may be, either physical or emotional. Be with them in their times of uncertainty and fear, relieve their pain and soothe their troubled minds. We pray for those who mourn. You are the comforter, Lord. Be with them and bind up their broken hearts. We pray for those facing the prospect of losing their jobs. Help those around them to give practical and emotional support where it is most required. We pray for all those whose work is needed to keep us all safe, fed and watered and warm. The farmers, lorry drivers, shop workers, to name just a few. We pray for all those in government. Grant them wisdom, humility and patience as they make the important decisions. In so many places, people are facing multiple challenges: pandemic, flood, fires, terrorism, racism, political unrest, hunger. You know all the needs, Lord. We know that you don't always answer prayer in the way that we expect, but we also know that you do listen and that you answer in ways that are in accordance with your will. Help us to accept always that your will be done on earth as it is on heaven, and that your grace is enough for us. As we are about to sing in the words of John Newton, 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me, his word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Lord, let's go out from here holding that thought with us as we go into the challenges of the new week. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Fiona, for sharing with us those beautiful tunes. And thank you, Liz, for leading us in our intercessory prayers. It has been a great joy to share with us in today's worship. Do please continue to keep safe and well, and be assured that we are not alone. God is always walking side by side with us. We'll now take our closing hymn, hymn number 555, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Hymn number 555. friends and family, may the love of God the Father, the tenderness of the Son, and the presence of the Holy Spirit gladden your heart and bring peace to your soul, to your family, and to our communities, this day and always.
Amen.